The debate was prompted by Democratic Representative Gary Hebel's accusation that Republicans had bowed to pressure from wealthy special interest groups like the National Rifle Association when they removed the requirement that people get 4 hours of training before qualifying for a permit to carry a concealed weapon.
And it looks very obviously that this is pay to play, because frankly, the special interests, again, and this has been the theme song for this legislative session, is if you want something, you pay for it. That's not how Wisconsin was intended to work.
The Republican chair of the committee, Jim Ott, took offense at that accusation.
I'm really offended by the fact that you're throwing around allegations about legislators going to special interest. Unless you've got some specific people you're talking about, you're making it sound like we're all in the pocket of somebody. I have not been contacted by any of them. I haven't taken any contributions from them. And in fact, I haven't been offered any contributions from them.
The temporary rule, minus the four-hour training requirement, will get a new set of hearings and then head to the full legislature for approval. Ott says legislators are working with the Attorney General's office to draft a permanent rule that will include a requirement that people get some kind of training, with no maximum or minimum length, from a certified firearms expert before getting a concealed carry permit. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.